Vi sender nu anden del af foredraget for Akrobatehallen om Camille og gadebørnene.
So maybe you can see some few talents. Look at these boys. This dancing is called the Movers. They call themselves the Movers. Explain.
Okay, like det her moving. Det er et dansehold af hans drenge der.
It was formed by Dixon, the boy. Yeah. It's okay. That's a group of small boys sing poem.
Det er en gruppe af de mindre drenge, som siger et digt.
Some acrobatic. Just on their own. Nobody tells them.
Det er bare noget, de gør sig selv. Der er ingen, der siger, de skal gøre det.
They also sing.
De synger også.
Music.
Musik.
Alvin with the white sweater was also in the first video.
Alvin har misset den hvide sweater. Han var også i den første video. Yeah.
He finished. These two finished secondary school also last year.
De færdiggjorde også gymnasium sidste år.
And they are now teachers at my project.
Og nu er de lærer på deres hans projekt.
And recently they produced quality music in Kenya.
Og for lidt tid siden, så producerede de en musikvideo.
The same boys, two of them.
Det er de samme drenge, som vi så før.
This song says life changes.
Den her sang, den siger, at livet ændrer sig. Mm.
And their brothers are dancing from behind.
Og det er deres brødre, som danser der i baggrunden.
Okay. Yeah, it's very good. These boys last year got a chance to entertain the president of Kenya.
Sidste år så fik de her drenge muligheden for at underholde præsidenten af Kenya.
And nobody believed that they were former street children.
Og ingen troede på, at de tidligere havde levet på gaden.
Anytime in Kenya we have big events like wedding.
Hver gang i Kenya, når vi har store begivenheder som bryllup.
We have big celebrations.
Nogle store fejringer.
This is the team that goes to entertain people.
Så det her hold, som
and sometimes, sometimes they do that and we are given money.
Og nogle gange får vi penge for det.
To take care of ourselves, maybe to buy food or something.
Måske til at købe mad for eller noget.
Now they have a lot of energy.
De har rigtig meget energi.
So what I would like to encourage you today.
Så hvad jeg gerne vil opmuntre jer til i dag.
The small change you make today in life.
Den lille forskel du laver i dag i livet.
Even with your own children.
Også med jeres små børn, jeres egne børn.
It brings an impact in future.
Det gør forskel på fremtiden.
It will still come back to you.
Det vil stadig komme tilbage til.
I am not working as an engineer.
Han arbejder ikke som ingeniør.
I am not rich.
Han er ikke rig.
By things that people see.
Med sådan materielle ting.
But inside my heart, I feel that I am rich enough.
Men inde i hans hjerte føler han, at han er rig.
Because having 110 boys.
Fordi han har 110 drenge.
Calling me father.
Som kalder ham for far.
That means the purpose of God is seen.
Det betyder, at meningen med Gud har været set.
And it's because of these children in the street.
Og det er på grund af de her børn fra gaden.
That I am in Denmark today.
At jeg i dag er i Danmark.
So they are very important.
Så de er meget vigtige.
And they have an ambassador who represents them.
Og de har en ambassadør, som repræsenterer dem.
Yeah, we pray that God will continue changing more and more.
Vi beder om, at Gud må blive ved med at ændre mere og mere.
Thank you for your time and kindness. God bless you.
Tak for jeres tid og jeres venlighed mod Gud velsigne jer.
Yeah. When I said they stay in my house, I does.
Så når han siger, at de bor i hans hus.
It's not that I have a very big house for.
Så det er ikke fordi, at han har et kæmpe stort hus.
But we went to somebody.
Men de gik hen til nogen.
And we requested to rent to hire house.
Og de anmodede om at leje et hus.
And we pay every month.
Og de betaler hver måned.
And that house has a. That compound has 4 houses.
Og den her grund har 4 huse.
And every house is 2 bedroom.
Og hvert hus har 2 værelser.
But with a kitchen and maybe master bedroom or something.
Med sådan et lille rum, som måske kan blive brugt til køkken, og så et lidt større værelse.
But we don't use the kitchen.
Men de bruger ikke køkkenet.
Because we have the kitchen that we use. We make we have a small kitchen outside.
Fordi de har et lille køkken udenfor, altså et bål.
So our kitchen is our bedroom.
Så de sover også i det køkken.
Yeah. So a few boys live in the bedroom in the kitchens.
Så nogle få drenge bor i køkkenerne.
Yeah, so one room is for boys who over 18.
Så de har et værelse for drenge der over 18.
And another house is for boys below 13 years.
Så har de et rum for drenge der under 13 år.
13, 10 to 13.
10 til 13 år.
Then another one is for teenagers.
Og så det sidste værelse det er så til drenge der er mellem 14 og 18.
14 to 17.
14-17.
And the other one is for me and my family.
Og så er der den sidste, det er til ham og hans familie.
And I also and my daughter of course.
Og hans datter.
And then we stay in our house with the small 7 boys in.
Og så i hans hus så har han lige ekstra 7.
But it's just it's a small compound like.
Det, yeah. Det er meget lille.
It's just like this all this.
Det som
there. Yeah, then yeah. Yeah. Then then we have office there and
så har de et lille kontor.
House for pigs and chicken
and så har de et lille hus til grise
and
og
everything
kyllinger.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Så vi viser lige nogle billeder her. Så der er ligesom sådan 4 de har 4 huse, det er den ene dør, den næste dør og den sidste dør. Yeah.
Mine is here.
Og hans den er.
Mine is here.
Er sådan inden billedet er taget.
Yeah. Yeah. Så so therefore.
Og de har også geder og høns, som de tager. Så udenfor, der har de sådan en lille plads, hvor de kan spille fodbold eller.
Some of the boys, yeah. This is the. I want to explain this. In a small room, we have like 20 boys in a small room.
I et rum, der har de så omkring 20 drenge.
When we get a donation of 1 deca bed.
Så de har nogle donationer af sådan nogle køjesenge.
With the 2 mattresses.
Med 2 madrasser.
So 2 boys stay in that bed.
Så der sover 2 i underkøjen.
And 2 boys stay in that bed.
Og 2 i overkøjen.
And there are 1, 2, 3, 4.
Og der er 4 køjesenge her.
So already this one is maybe 16 boys.
Så allerede i de her 4 køjesenge, der sover der måske 16 drenge.
There is still another bed here.
Og der er også en anden seng ved siden af.
And that is better than staying in the street.
Men det er bedre end at bo på gaden.
And that is what we can provide.
Og det er det vi kan tilbyde.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are the boys. Mm-hmm. That a small football a small ground we use.
En lille plads de bruger.
It is not ours but our neighbors allow us to use it.
Det er ikke deres, men deres naboer, de tillader dem at bruge det.
Yes, for football and other games.
For fodbold og andre aktiviteter. Okay.
It's done.
Ja, så nu er folk velkommen til at stille spørgsmål. Og hvis man ikke, hvis man må spørge Josef om noget, og man ikke vil spørge på engelsk, så kan man spørge mig, og så vil jeg oversætte. Og, ja. Hvis der er nogen, der har. Where did you get the money to for the rent of the house?
We have an organization called Muli Children's Family.
De har en organisation som hedder Mulis børnefamilie.
That is the project that brought me from the street.
Det er det projekt som tog ham væk fra gaden, reddede ham fra gaden.
They already brought 3,000 children from the street.
De har allerede reddet 3,000 børn fra gaden.
And 500 of them graduate from university.
Hvor 500 af dem har færdiggjort universitetet.
And no one has helped other children. Out of 500, they are working, but they don't help.
Og alle dem her 500, de arbejder, men de hjælper ikke.
I'm the only person who came to do the same, to help.
Han er den eneste at, fra hans tidligere børnehjem, som er fortsættet med at hjælpe.
So they came to visit me.
Så de kom en gang og besøgte ham.
And they said, what is your need?
Og de spurgte så, hvad er det du behøver? Hvad har du brug for?
And that day I had a very big, huge balance. 3 months I did not pay the house.
Og dengang de besøgte ham, der var der gået 3 måneder, hvor han slet ikke har betalt husleje.
And the owner of the house gave me notice to go in 1 week. To go out of the compound.
Og ejeren af det her hus havde givet ham en uge.
With all the boys.
Og hvis han ikke betalte inden den uge, så skulle han forlade huset.
And then they said, we are going to pay for you for 1 year.
Og så sagde Mullahs children's family, at de ville betale huslejen for 1 år.
So they paid for 1 year.
Så de betalte for 1 år.
And they saw that we are doing well.
Og så opdagede de, at de gør det godt.
And they said, we are paying another year for you.
Og de siger, at vi vil betale endnu 1 år for jer.
Last year, also in December, they visit.
Og sidste år i december, der besøgte de.
And they were very happy.
Og de var rigtig glade.
With progress.
Med fremskridt.
And they said, we'll still add you another 1 year.
Og de sagde, at de vil betale endnu 1 år.
So they have been supporting for...
Så det er hans tidligere børnehjem, som reddet ham, der ligesom betaler huslejen.
Yeah, for 3 years.
Ja, for 3 år.
Yeah, but it's not our compound.
Men det er ikke noget, de ejer. Det er noget, de lejer.
Yeah. Question is free to ask.
Det er gratis at stille spørgsmål.
I will not ask you any money.
How much do you pay for rent?
36,000 Kenyan money.
36,000 Kenya shillings, hvilket er cirka...
Mathematics is not coming now.
2,000 kroner eller sådan noget.
Yeah.
Omkring.
Ja, måske lidt mere end 2,000.
Ja.
Lidt mere måske. 2,300. Danske kroner om måneden, ja. Måned per month.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It comes with the full package. It's house rent, electricity bill.
Det er med altså husleje, elektricitet.
And water.
Og vand.
All those three they go to about maybe 50, maybe 50,000.
Okay, tilsammen med husleje, vand og elektricitet så kommer det op på cirka 50,000 shillings, hvilket er cirka 3,000 danske kroner.
But Molly children's family give only house rent.
Og Mullahs children's family, de betaler så huslejen.
Yeah, the rest we borrow from people to pay what.
Og de sidste penge, det låner de eller får penge fra folk til at betale.
Yeah.
Are you in contact with your siblings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much in good contact.
Good contact.
Maybe I can explain something small.
Mm-hmm.
All my siblings went to the streets.
Alle hans søskende har boet på gaden.
And stayed the same life I lived.
Og levede det samme liv som han har levet.
I think I stayed more.
Måske har han levet flere år på gaden end dem.
My sister stayed in the street for 1 day.
Hans søster boede på gaden i en dag.
And she got an orphanage that adopted her.
Og så var der et børnehjem som tog hende til sig.
My elder brother went into prison for I think 10 years.
Hans storebror har været i fængsel i 10 år.
And he came out and he went to rehabilitation center.
Og da han kom ud af fængsel, gik han på noget rehabiliteringscenter.
And now he transformed and he's working now.
Og han har også blevet transformeret. Han har også ændret sit liv og arbejder nu.
When I finished, I graduated from secondary school.
Da han blev færdig med gymnasium.
I went home to find my mother.
Der tog han hjem for at finde hans mor.
And I find my mother staying alone.
Og han så, at han fandt hans mor, som boede alene.
And no child.
Ingen børn.
So she told me my last born brother went also to the street.
Så hun fortalte, at også hans lillebror også boede på gaden.
So I had to look for my younger brother in 1 month.
Så han gik ud for at lede efter hans lillebror.
In the streets and I found him.
Og han fandt ham på gaden.
And I took him to Mule children's family, my orphanage.
Og så tog han ham til Mule's children's family, som er der, hvor han
boede. And they took him.
Og de tog ham
And he went to school.
Og han har også gået i skole.
And now he's an engineer also.
Og nu er han også ingeniør.
Yeah. So we stay around Nairobi.
Så de bor alle sammen omkring Nairobi.
And we brought our mother from our far home area.
Og de har også taget deres mor, som ellers boede meget langt væk.
And she lives near Nairobi.
Og nu bor hun også omkring Nairobi.
Where we can visit her every time.
Så vi kan besøge hende.
And that is where we do our family meeting.
Og det er der, hvor de laver familie kom sammen.
Yeah, it was very hard to stay. Like I stayed like 12 years without seeing any one of them.
Der gik 12 år uden at han så nogen af dem.
Then it took another maybe 3 years to find contact of every other.
Og så tog det måske 3 år for at komme i kontakt med dem.
But at least we are good.
Men vi har det godt i det mindste.
Any other free question?
Is it a Christian organization?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Christian organization, but it's not under church.
Det er en kristen organisation, men det er ikke under nogen kirke.
But the ethics we teach are one of our core values.
Et af vores hovedværdier.
Yeah, one of our like objectives is spiritual growth.
Er spirituel vokse spirituelt.
So we normally attend church.
Så de går i kirke.
But we are not under a church.
Men vi er ikke under en kirke.
So we go for church service.
Så de går til gudstjeneste.
We also practice Christian values at home.
Vi udfører også kristne værdier derhjemme.
But also church supporting sometimes it's also. Maybe church supporting also it's also difficult in a way.
Nogle gange kan det også være svært hvis en kirke hjælper dem.
But we go to church not because we want help.
Men de går i kirke ikke kun fordi de vil have hjælp.
We go to church because of God.
De går i kirke på grund af Gud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's right to be near God. Yeah.
Jeg synes det er godt at være tæt på Gud.
Yeah. Question for free, no paying.
Hvad er den største udfordring, sådan når de tegler de der gadebørn ind? Altså sådan i forhold til ligesom, hvordan de sådan kan de godt finde ud af at være der? Altså er de stadigvæk påvirket af stoffer? Eller hvordan fungerer det?
What is the biggest challenge when you rescue a kid? Are they still affected of drugs and like what are the big challenges? What do you struggle with?
One of the biggest challenge the first day.
En af de sådan allerstørste
is convincing.
En af de har mest udfordringer med er overbevise.
Is convincing a street child that there is a good life.
Er overbevise gadedreng om at der er et godt liv.
The second challenge.
Den anden udfordring.
Is convincing a street boy to take shower.
Er overbevise til at tage et bad.
So at the center we have a room.
Så på centret der har de et værelse.
It's called a special room.
Det kaldes for et specielt rum.
That special room is for those people who don't want to take shower.
Er for dem der ikke gider tage bad.
So when they come from the street they stay there.
Så når de kommer fra gaden så bor de der.
Eller er der. And they stay and maybe after 3 days you notice you are the only dirty person.
Og så måske efter 3 dage så finder man ud af okay jeg er den eneste beskidte her.
And you start trying.
Og så prøver man.
Yeah, maybe you do passport. Passport is washing face only.
Yeah. Måske laver man passport, altså passfoto, hvor man kun vasker ansigtet.
Then the next day you can try.
Og så næste dag måske på kroppen.
Yeah,
and man kan prøve.
And then the next challenge, of course, is I don't know how to explain it, but these street kids in the street, they live their own life.
Okay, den næste udfordring der er, det er, at okay, jeg ved ikke helt, hvordan jeg skal forklare det, men de her gadedrenge, de lever deres eget liv.
They have their own freedom in the street.
De har mega meget frihed, når de bor i gaden.
Yes, they take what they want.
De tager hvad de vil.
They eat without washing hands.
De spiser uden at vaske hænder.
They don't take shower.
De tager ikke bad.
Sometimes they fight anytime.
Nogle gange så slås de. Altså, de gør hvad de vil.
They don't have manners.
De har ikke nogen manerer.
They don't go to school.
De går ikke i skole.
They don't go to church.
De går ikke i kirke.
And now when we bring them to a project, it's another world.
Og så når man bringer dem til sådan et center her, så er det en helt anden verden.
So what we do, we don't. We don't stop them from doing what they want.
Altså, vi stopper dem ikke fra at gøre, hvad de vil.
Yeah, that's why at Global Our Project, you see this is outside the compound.
Det her, det er uden for deres grund.
For those volunteers who come to our project, they know we don't lock our gate.
Vi lukker ikke porten til vores center.
We put our gate very open.
Det er altid åben.
So that they don't feel like we want to force them to stay.
Så de ikke føler, at de bliver tvunget til at være der.
So they just go around, they go, and they come back.
De kan bare gå rundt og rundt og komme tilbage.
But when we, if we decide to lock the gate completely.
Hvis vi vælger at lukke porten.
And put them rules.
Og sætte en masse regler op for dem.
They will go over the fence and they will not see them.
Så vil de hoppe over hegnet, og man vil ikke se dem mere.
So we give them the freedom.
Så vi giver dem frihed.
But we train them to use the freedom in the proper way.
Så men vi træner dem i at bruge friheden på en ordentlig måde.
Do the right thing.
Gør det rigtigt.
At the right time.
På det rigtige tidspunkt.
At the right place.
På det rigtige sted.
And be faithful to yourself.
Og være trofast til dig selv.
And to God. That is our policy.
Det er deres politik.
So if you do wrong, know that God is seeing you.
Så hvis du gør noget forkert, så ved man, at Gud ser dig.
So I cannot watch everyone what you are doing.
Han kan ikke holde øje med, hvad alle de laver.
So even school itself.
Så også selv skole.
Some are very excited with the new uniform.
Nogle de er meget glade for det med nye uniformer og så videre.
And after 1 week they realize, I think I made a wrong choice.
Og så efter måske en uge så finder de ud af, okay, jeg gjorde et forkert valg.
I think school is not good for me.
Jeg tænker at skole ikke er særlig godt for mig.
We have to come and talk to them again.
Og så skal man så hen og snakke til dem igen.
And empower them more.
Og give dem mere energi eller styrke til at. Yeah.
Until it comes.
Indtil de virkelig fanger det.
Slowly.
It
takes time.
Det tager tid.
And when they run away from our center, they go back to the street.
Og nogle gange så løber de også væk fra centret og tilbage til gaden.
We still put our gate open.
Vi har stadig porten åben.
So when they come back.
Så når de kommer tilbage.
We tell them welcome home.
Så siger vi velkommen hjem.
You belong to this family.
Du hører til den her familie.
Have food.
Tag noget mad.
Go sleep.
Gå hen og sov.
Feel at home.
Føl dig hjemme.
That's the kind of love that makes them stay there.
Det er den slags kærlighed, der gør, at de vil.
And when we also go to the street and we meet them.
Og når vi også går ud på gaden og møder dem.
And maybe they ran away.
Og måske løber de væk.
We share the same love in the street.
Så deler vi den samme kærlighed.
And we tell them come back home.
Og vi siger til dem kom til.
And if they don't want to come, we tell them anytime you feel that like you want to come back, come.
Og hvis de ikke gider komme tilbage, så siger vi til dem. Hvis der på et tidspunkt du føler at du vil komme hjem, så kom hjem. Du er altid velkommen.
So they meet abnormal kind of love.
Så de møder en unormal kærlighed.
Yeah, that confuses them to be there every time.
Som gør at de er der hele tiden.
Then another tool that we use a lot of food.
Et andet værktøj de bruger, det er en masse mad.
It is very expensive to feed them.
Det er meget dyrt at fodre dem og give dem mad sammen.
I think 20 boys in my project can take food that you can take at once.
Han siger, only at 20 boys. 20 drenge fra hans projekt kan spise lige så meget mad som jeg alle sammen.
So what we do, we have big plates.
Så de har store tallerkener.
And big cups.
Og store kopper.
So we put a lot of food in their plate.
De putter en masse mad på deres tallerken.
And they love eating.
Og de kan rigtig godt lide at spise.
So when you run away, you go to the street.
Så når man løber væk og går tilbage til gaden.
You try to find this food on your own.
Så prøver man at finde mad.
You notice that it is stress.
Og så finder man ud af, at det kan man ikke.
Some come back because of food.
Og så kommer de tilbage på grund af mad.
And because now we accept to give them the food.
Vi accepterer at give dem maden.
But we change our methods every time.
Men de ændrer deres metoder hver gang.
And they settle.
Og så
and that's how.
Bliver de boende.
Yeah.
Og det er så.
Yeah.
How long time do they live at your center? Do you help them to get like their own life afterwards?
First of all, our center is not very old.
Deres, hans center, det er ikke særlig gammelt.
It's only 6 years old.
Han er kun haft det i 6 år.
We have not had any boy maybe who completed maybe universities.
De har ikke haft nogen drenge, som er færdiggjort universitetet.
But we have one.
Men de har en.
Who is in finished university in May when I was coming here.
Han færdiggjorde lige i maj sidste måned.
And he has not started working.
Og han har ikke startet med arbejde.
So the rest, I left one boy called Moses.
Dengang han tog til, han der er en dreng, der hedder Moses.
He went to technical school to do electrical engineering.
Han er ved at uddanne sig til elektriker.
He only started working 2 weeks before I came.
Han
to
startede
Europe.
Med at arbejde 2 uger inden han rejste til Danmark.
But he still stays at the center.
Men han bor stadig på hjemmet.
So we agreed that he works for 1 year.
Så de lavede en aftale om, at han arbejder i et år.
Any money he earns every day.
Og alle de penge han tjener ind.
We keep a half for him.
Vi tager halvdelen og giver til ham.
And a half he can use for pocket money and everything.
Og halvdelen kan han bruge for ligesom lommepenge.
Then after 1 year we are going now to release him.
Og så efter et år så kan de slippe ham fri.
Maybe we shall find a house for him.
Måske skal vi finde et hus til ham.
And maybe bed and other things.
Og en seng og andre ting.
And now he can start his own life.
Og så kan han starte sit eget liv.
Yeah.
Okay, han spørger om sådan, hvilke konsekvenser det her med at sniflin ligesom gør, om det gør noget, om det skader hjernen, og hvilke konsekvenser der er.
A very good question.
Meget godt spørgsmål.
The ones who take glue for a long time, they also take long time to change.
Dem som sniffer lim i lang tid, det tager også længere tid for dem at ændre.
Boys below 15 years.
Drenge under 15 år.
They change very fast.
De ændrer sig meget hurtigt.
And fit into our system very well.
Og passer ind i vores system meget godt.
But above 15.
Men over 15 år.
With addiction is a bit.
Med afhængighed.
Challenge.
Så er der flere problemer.
Mostly we take 3 to 6 months.
Det tager som regel 3 til 6 måneder.
The first 2 weeks is a period where they have a big headache.
De første 2 uger er hvor de har meget stor hovedpine.
Because they miss something.
Fordi de mangler noget.
Yeah, it's like you not taking coffee.
Det er ligesom jeg uden at de drikker kaffe.
we also make drinking chocolate.
De laver også varm kakao.
Yeah, we mostly in my house I have it.
Han har det i hans.
So for few boys who feel like I don't know how it works, but we give them and they feel okay.
Så giver de dem det og så føler de okay.
I like when they take drinking chocolate than glue.
Jeg kan bedre lide når de tager varm kakao end lim.
Then we also have other boys who are pure addicted.
De har også nogle andre drenge som er sådan fuldstændig afhængige.
We consulted big medical facilities, hospitals. Like Madari, yeah, like our motto.
So you go to the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, de har nogle hospitaler, de går til.
But they don't like me to say that. They don't. So shh, when you come there, they don't like me to say that. I don't think Camilla knows about it.
Do you know? Så der nogle af dem, de tager til hospitalet, fordi de er så fuldstændig afhængige.
So they attend therapy.
Terapi.
And they also go under psychological counseling.
Og de har sådan nogle psykologer samtaler.
And there are some few boys who take medication.
Og der er også nogle få der tager noget medicin.
At first they take like every day.
I begyndelsen hver dag.
And with the time they take maybe after 3 days
og
once.
Og efter noget tid så tager de det måske efter.
And maybe once in a week.
Og en gang om ugen.
Once in a month.
En gang om måneden.
And it goes off.
Og så til sidst så går det af.
So it can take even 1 year.
For nogen kan det tage et år.
Another boy now it's almost 2 years, but he's still slow. He's still not recollecting. Mato.
Yeah. Men der er en der det har taget over 2 år fordi.
So it depends with how much you stayed in the street and the kind of drugs you.
Så det afhænger af hvor lang tid man har boet på gaden og hvilke slags stoffer man har taget.
Because not only glue.
De tager ikke kun lim.
There are others taking marijuana.
Der er nogle tager marihuana.
Cocaine.
Heroin.
The other drugs in Kenya called black Mercedes. Another one called. There are funny drugs there in the street.
Andre stoffer. Yeah.
Yeah. We also pray for them.
Vi beder også for dem.
Prayer changes things.
Be kan ændre.
Yes, you just say receive it and it comes slowly. Yeah. It's answered. Thank you.
Okay. Hvordan får du så penge til hverdag, mad, penge til How do you get money for food?
It's a very difficult question.
Det er meget svært spørgsmål.
I'll tell you the big job that I do in Kenya.
Et stort arbejde han gør i Kenya.
Is to go into houses.
Ja, gå ind i huse.
Into businesses.
Til virksomheder.
Into supermarkets.
Supermarkeder.
To ask people to give us food.
For at spørge mennesker om de vil give dem mad.
Some give.
Nogle giver noget.
Some don't.
Og nogle gør ikke.
Some say we are going to give you for 6 months.
Nogle siger, vi vil give for 6 måneder.
And then you will sort yourself.
Og så kan du klare dig selv.
Some say I will provide you 1 kilogram every month.
Nogle siger, jeg vil give dig 1 kilo hver måned.
Some say I'll give you maybe 2 bags of corn every month.
Nogle siger, jeg vil give dig måske 2 sække med majs hver måned.
But at least we have food maybe for maybe 1 or 2 weeks every month.
Men hver måned så har de i hvert fald mad for 1-2 uger.
Now the other 2 weeks of the month.
Altså de resterende 2 uger af måneden.
Is the one I work for very much.
Ja, det han arbejder for rigtig meget.
Yeah. But at least we have even the police station that arrested me.
Og selv politistationen som arresterede ham.
They also donate food.
De giver os mad. Så altså alt er ligesom donationer de får fra.
Because they say that I think I'm serious now. Yeah. And my manager who employed me engineering, my boss.
Hans også hans chef.
also started donating something.
Startede også med at donere noget til ham.
Yeah. Oh, we also sometimes we don't have food.
Også nogle gange når de ikke har mad.
And we have a small group called Friends of Global Hope in Denmark.
Så har de en gruppe på Facebook der hedder Friends of Global Hope in Denmark.
Yeah, I know many. I think your daughter is there. And the other one, Katarina. Yes, Katarina is in that group. And we hold Jan's family is almost all of it there, maybe a half of it, and some other friends.
På Facebook,
it's in the messenger. So when maybe we don't see people responding in Kenya.
So måske hvis der ikke nogen i Kenya der har lyst til at give noget.
And we feel like next week we don't have food.
Og de føler at okay næste uge der har vi ikke noget.
I write in that page.
Så står han i den gruppe.
Please, we don't have food.
Please,
we need your help.
Yes, no mad.
And maybe through Camilla we
also måske
get yeah, we get something small to buy food. Yeah.
She's asking if I'm going to Kenya again.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
she's coming soon.
And see they come start. Men ja, jeg rejser til Kenya igen i slutningen af juni måned. Yeah.
Camilla is coming to Kenya in June.
Ja, jeg har været dernede sådan. Altså yes. I løbet af de sidste 3 år har jeg været dernede 4 gange.
Mm. Ja. June 2019, not 2020. this month.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Har det sådan, at man bliver fast indfaget? Er det sådan noget, der er etableret? Skal vi være igennem det i Danmark?
Altså, der er jo ikke. Can you pay, like, be, like, permanent donator, like, every month or something?
What?
Like giving donations like once a month, like permanent?
Yes.
Det kan man godt, men så vil det sådan være igennem mig, eller sådan, der ikke.
But maybe she's going to be the first one.
Så er du den første.
We receive from Friends of Global, but it's not permanent.
Han har ikke nogen, eller det er ikke sådan, han har ikke nogen der sådan permanent giver ham hver måned, men det kan man.
Maybe except Camilla who pays for 1 boy in secondary school, that is permanent. I hope it's permanent, because we have done maybe now 1 year,
uh-huh.
Yeah. So yeah. I think it's permanent. So we encourage that.
Det kan man godt.
It's for the good of the boys. Yeah. Yeah.
Så man ligesom sådan.
Altså for eksempel jeg. Hvad?
Jeg prøver at fortælle, hvad du.
Altså for eksempel jeg sponsorerer en af drengene, som går på gymnasium, så betaler jeg hver tredje måned hans skolepenge, for at han kan komme i skole. Og så er det bare altså sådan helt personligt, at jeg overfører nogle penge til Josef, og Josef, hvad hedder det, hæver den ved pengemaskinen i Kenya, og så betaler han for det. Ja.
Hun er simpelthen inde.
I just like explained.
She understand Kiswahili.
Yeah. That I'm paying the school fees for Felix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Another. I think we have another permanent support from Denmark. That is sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is very permanent now.
Like, as a what are the sports for you have for
yeah, our boys are very smart in dressing.
Sports toy mange gange.
I think Kenny does a team that gives us good uniform. And yeah, we have many. We look smart. So sports is good. Sport is good from here.
Okay, hvis der ikke er flere, der har spørgsmål, så vil jeg bare sige tak, fordi I havde lyst til at komme. Det var super fedt. Ja.
You need to clap for them after they finish.